Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A program to tackle youth homelessness in Northumberland County is now accepting referrals for youth to join. Night Stop is a new program which pairs vetted youth with approved homes in the community for short or long-term accommodation. Rebound Child and Youth Services Executive Director Sam Rockbrun says youth experiencing homelessness in the county is on the rise.
So Night Stop is a youth homelessness prevention program. Rebound Child and Youth Services has funding to support a pilot of this program through 2025. We're really excited for this. And Night Stop is empowering community hosts. So we're looking for volunteers in the community to open up their spare bedrooms to support youth ages 16 to 24 to prevent long-term homelessness.
So, what I guess let's get into the need a bit here for this. What is the need in this in the county? Do you have stats on the level of homelessness of youth at this point?
Yeah. So, Rebound has been working in youth homelessness prevention for quite a while now, and what we've been seeing, especially over the last 4 or 5 years, is that our numbers are doubling each year. 2 years ago, we saw, I believe, 3 or 4 youth. Last year, we ended up seeing 7 youth. We are anticipating those numbers again doubling this year, so 14 or 15 youth, which is quite significant when you think about the youth population in Northumberland County and also just how invisible youth homelessness is.
So you've issued a press release saying we're opening up the referral for youth. Let's walk through that process. What is that and how would a youth get involved?
Yeah, so we are super excited to be opening up youth referrals. So this started last week. So the referral process for youth is how they really can join the Night Stop program. Our team has gone through the process and really had it down to about a 3 or 4 hour process. So from the time of the youth either submitting an application, a trusted adult submitting an application, or a community agency submitting an application, our team is able to review the initial referral application, to meet with the youth, to do a detailed risk assessment, do a risk management piece, and then actually start to place the youth with the host family. Pending availability, we should be able to do that same day, which is really exciting.
So let's talk about a little more on the so you have a youth and they've been vetted and they're on board now. What's the next step of getting them into an approved room or house?
Yeah, so once they've gone through that kind of risk assessment and referral process, we then show them our available host, or we'll pick a host that'll be a good fit for them and show them that profile. From there, depending on the time of day, we will bring them over to the host family home. We actually do a warm transfer, which is really nice. So that way, a 16, 17-year-old isn't showing up at a brand new spot and feeling uncomfortable. Our staff are going with them, being able to tour them around the house, show them the room they'll be staying in, introduce them to the host, really make sure that they're feeling comfortable and the host is feeling comfortable in that process. It's really nice that we're able to do that. Just nothing is worse than showing up. I'm a full adult, and I can imagine showing up at someone's house and not knowing what to do. So having that warm transfer is helpful. We also have an on-call support, so if something happens through the process, whether it's a youth or whether it's the host, our staff are always available to answer questions or to support, so it's never that they're on their own. So a couple months ago, we had talked about our host recruitment process. We are still recruiting for hosts. We've been really lucky so far to have onboarded 3 hosts, 2 in Port Hope and 1 in Cobourg. So we are continuing to look for hosts, especially across the county as a whole. That entire process is up on our website. If anyone is interested in opening up a spare bedroom, we definitely need more hosts, just as we talked about that need earlier in this interview. So definitely encourage everyone to go visit our website to sign up to be a host. There is another vetting process we go through. Everyone who's in this program is getting well vetted because there is so much involved. So we are looking for hosts, but can definitely check it out.
Now, if I'm interested, either I have a home to a room to spare or a youth, where do I go and how do I access the documents or the information I need to get into the program?
So for our youth, our referral form is on our website. So if you type in rcys.ca/nightstop, you'll be able to find that. Same with our volunteers. The information is on that same webpage. You'll reach out to Grace Riley, who is our Nightstop family coordinator and youth client caseworker, and she'll be able to take you through those next steps. She'll actually be the contact that you'll talk to the entire time. But all of that is on our website. If you're following us on social media, you'll also see it there because we keep posting about Night Stop. We want to get the word out there. And we do send out regular newsletters as well. So if anyone is on our newsletter, they should be receiving those updates.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.